Well, Iranians have rallied in their millions to mark the International Quds Day. Down with Israel and down with the U.S. were among the slogans that fill the streets of Iranian cities, as demonstrators condemned Israel's crimes against Palestinians and Washington's support for Tel Aviv. Saman Kujuri now reports from Tehran.
A fresh sign of support for the oppressed Palestinian nation. Iranians from all walks of life took to the streets in the capital, Tehran, and more than 770 other towns and cities across the nation to once again show their anger at Israel's brutal oppression of Palestinians over the past decades.
This is a sinful act if you hear the voice of the oppressed but do not respond or help. I am here because I saw the footages of the Palestinian children who are being brutally killed and injured. I heard their cries and pains. I am here to at least show my hatred towards Israel.
The people of Gaza are not alone. We are standing by them. We always support them. They will definitely become victorious soon and Palestine will be liberated. Israel's days are numbered.
The fasting demonstrators carried placards and chanted anti-Israel slogans, condemning fresh Israeli bloody offensive against the besieged Gaza Strip amid the silence of the international community.
The land of Muslims and the revered Al-Quds has been seized by occupiers. This land should be freed and people should return to their homeland. This year, people are witness to an anti-human catastrophe and a genocide in Palestine. Every day, they are bombing the people of Gaza with various weapons. Today, unity is needed in the Muslim world. All Muslims should unanimously announce this day as a day of anger and hatred towards Israel, and also as a day of solidarity and resistance against Israel. Those who have kept silent about these crimes are and will be ashamed, and history will judge them. Innocent people and children are being killed, and they either keep silent or support the criminals.
Our human aid cargo is ready to be sent to Gaza. We have contacted the Egyptian government so that our airplane can ship medicine to Gaza and transfer the wounded Palestinians to Iran for treatment. The airplane is ready. We hope that the Egyptian government take action as soon as possible to issue permission for the flight.
In 1979, Imam Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, designated the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the World Quds Day in support of the Palestinian cause.
Every year, the International Quds Day rallies attract millions of people around the world. But this time, and this year indeed, the number has increased by many times as Israel has intensified its aggressions against Palestinian people, including children and women, in the besieged Gaza Strip.
This year's anti-Israel rallies are of special importance for Muslims and even non-Muslim freedom seekers across the world, as Israeli warplanes and tanks have been pounding numerous sites inside the Gaza Strip, killing innocent residents of the impoverished Palestinian enclave over the past 2 weeks. The International Quds Day rallies in fact serve to prove that Muslims will never forget the defenseless Palestinian nation. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Millions of people across the world have held rallies in solidarity with Palestinians and against Israel's war on the besieged Gaza Strip.
Innocent people. You know, it's enough that Gaza has a siege in itself, so life is basically a slow death. But now it's giving them a fast death. You know, all I see on media, all I see on the news is images of distorted babies, images of innocent people that have died, you know, mourning of the innocent. And, you know, this is something that, you know, any human being shouldn't be doing, in itself a government.
Well, the protests began from Far East Asia and Japan, where demonstrators marched on the Israeli embassy in Tokyo. Thai protesters called for an immediate end to the deadly violence against Gaza. Demonstrators across Arab and Middle Eastern countries in Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Yemen, Algeria, Sudan, and Tunisia also condemned Israel's onslaught on Gaza. Similar rallies were held in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, and Kyrgyzstan. In New Delhi, Indian demonstrators torched Israeli flags and blamed the United States for Israel's aggression. A similar protest also took place in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. In Europe, pro-Palestinian demonstrators took to the streets of Berlin, Brussels, and Macedonia. Protesters in American cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Phoenix, slammed Israel's atrocities against Palestinians. Also in Africa, people in Nigeria and South Africa took to the streets in their thousands to condemn Israel's killing of children in Gaza.
It's not despair, but frustration and outrage that are simmering here. As Israel's campaign of terror on Gaza continues, the International Day of Quds was yet another reminder that the world needs change.
I expect from the world to stop. To stop killing the Muslims and killing our children, killing our youth, because without the youth, there is no world.
Only a week ago, some 40,000 protesters marched to the parliament buildings, demanding the government sever ties with Tel Aviv and expel its ambassador. But South Africa has refused. It says it wants to play a role in negotiating peace.
As we are being told, no. Have a peaceful marches. They are still killing people. And I mean, we need to put pressure on the government, on the United Nations, on all the world leaders to do something now. Not speak about it while they're speaking, children are still dying. They need to do something now about it.
The powers that be don't want to do anything. They want to evade the question. And they, in a real sense, are in actual fact Israeli puppets, and including many Middle Eastern leaders.
Egypt closed its borders on their own brothers. And wallahi, they will be responsible for the killing and the slaughtering of the Palestinians. They have the Palestinians' blood on their hands.
Protesters also praised the countries and groups which have supported the resistance. Hamas and those defending Gaza, people here say, are the heroes.
International Quds Day is being used as a catalyst in South Africa for a number of protests across the country. In the coming weeks, some 20 such programs, including seminars, rallies, and pickets, are being planned in solidarity with the Palestinians.
Hassan Siri, Press TV, Cape Town.